from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Lamenting what was a disastrous road trip. Luckily, they got that first one against New York, but they're
luckily lead. Juan Soto can't catch a fly ball.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because he should have caught that.
No kidding.
The David Fry bases clearing triple.
Man, we're feeling really good after that, though. They were booing them. They were booing the Yankees. And then, you know, they look like the Yankees the last two games. Really, the last two games, they look like a World Series team. Just in terms of the pitching between Cortez and
especially
Garrett
when
Cole.
Jason says that the Guardians are still a World Series contender.
That's right. That's right. So I want to know.
I know. The team with like a one game off the best record in the American League. It's outlandish
so
to say that they're a World Series
Jason,
contender.
Jason, I have been saying that. I'm with you. And in fact, so much so that I got, you know, Ken yelling at me. I've got people upset because I've become a homer, apparently, now.
Oh, yeah.
This new version
imagine,
of me.
Imagine for
well,
a moment.
Well, new Lima's a homer.
Imagine for a moment the Browns were in contention for the best record of the AFC, and you said they were not a Super Bowl contender, that they could not win the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't
Bowl.
Be allowed on the radio the next day.
You would be, your head would be hanging on a stick.
But now there are some trends here, obviously. You've had the revolving door at the bottom of the order, but now the top of the order between Kwan, Naylor, Jose Ramirez. I mean, David Fry has gone from all-star to
David Fry.
Should he even be playing?
David Fry.
So all these things together point towards a very, very tenuous trend for this team if you think they're truly World Series competitors. Because I'll tell you, the Yankees fans, I saw it on social media. They're like, how did this team get so many wins? They obviously didn't see the version of the Guardians that I think the fans want to see again, which we haven't seen in a while, even though they had good series. They had good series against Baltimore. They had, you know, an even series with Philadelphia. It's not like they haven't played good teams well. They have this year up until they ran into Milwaukee and now the Yankees.
They split the Twins.
They did.
Four games
yeah.
with the Twins. Like, they're not playing their best baseball right now, obviously. Obviously, they're not. But it's August. It's not October. There's still plenty of time for them to turn this around. And listen, they could go out in the first round. Any team in baseball could go out in the first round. But they've had the best bullpen all season long.
Jason.
And the game has changed.
I hear you. The people listening in the first segment when you said that hear you.
Yeah.
Especially Jay and Talmadge, who got on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
He sent it in. He kept it under 30 seconds. Guys, a lot of you are not keeping it under 30 seconds. But Jay and Talmadge got in. He wanted you to know this.
At the trade deadline, we had the best record in baseball, and management decided to do absolutely nothing. Lemon Law Lane has been terrible. This is embarrassing. And quite frankly, they're going to miss the playoffs. I know Lloyd's on here saying, no, they're not going to miss the playoffs. And oh, it's my anniversary and all that. Whatever garbage he wants to say. But they're going to miss the playoffs, I'm telling you.
But first of all, I don't know, what's with the pot shot about the anniversary? I mean, come on. This is 16 proud years. Jason Lloyd, did I get it right? Did you get it right? I guess is more important. Did you get the anniversary right?
I left a card on the counter before I left.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Baby. I left a card on the counter before I left.
Chuck in Cleveland also weighed in. He did not get in on your anniversary this time, Jason, but he's thinking about the playoffs as well.
I'm not so sure how you guys can be so confident they're going to still make the playoffs when they're down to only a 5.5 game lead over the third wild card spot.
Answer that, Jason Lloyd.
Because they have a 5.5 game lead over the third wild card spot with a month to go. Anything is possible. Anything's possible. I believe that this team's going to the playoffs.
All right. I want to hear from somebody, a respected national pundit. We've been talking about World Series or not. Now, I've said up until really now, this is the most anxious I've been about their situation when you're trying to project them. We already know about starting rotation, all that, but the lineup has gone south. I thought that they were magical. I thought that they were special. I thought that they could go to the World Series. Eric Karros does not agree.
This is an excellent list, but no love for the Central. No Guardians, no Brewers who are first
place. I love them, but we're talking about winning a World Series. That's it. We're not talking about just getting a lot of wins. You got to win multiple rounds. I just don't think that those teams are deep enough to win multiple rounds.
They're old.
MLB on Fox, audio courtesy of it. They're not getting a ton of respect right now. They were early on in the season. The first 3 months, they were. They're now starting to be kind of an also-ran the way that people talk about them, especially after the deadline. We've gotten to the heated deadline debates, as every city does. I mean, we understand that, you know, they were not going to be able to go get any of the big names, and a lot of the big names didn't get traded. They just flat out didn't get traded to anybody. Lemon Law Lane, unfortunately, is a nickname that might be sticking. This is really bad. It was supposed to be he could hit lefties, but not righties. He can't hit anybody.
He can't hit anything right now. I would like to see them. I think the pitching prices are what they were. I get why they didn't go out and get a big name starter. Like, the prices were exorbitant. But I was disappointed that they didn't do more on the offensive side. I thought that there was hitters that they could go get that wouldn't have cost them anything. I mentioned earlier in the show, Paul DeJong would have been an upgrade in the lineup for sure over Rocchio at short. And he's adequate defensively. He's not elite, but he's adequate. And he's played really well for Kansas City since the trade deadline. And he's playing more third for KC than short. Obviously, they got Witt. But a bat like that would have cost you nothing and would have been an upgrade over what they have. So, yeah, if this thing flames out in October, you could point back and say you didn't do enough of the deadline for the lineup. Not even the pitching, just the lineup. But for right now, I'm just going to keep repeating myself. Baseball has become a game of bullpens. And the earlier you can get to the bullpen, when you have the arms that they have, you're going to give yourself a chance to win. If you're going to see games. I'll tell you right now, if the Guardians have the lead in the fourth inning, you're going to see Stephen Vogt go to the bullpen in October. That's how many arms they've got.
Yes.
And that's the strength of this team, more so than the starting pitching.
I find it very interesting just how inconsistent. You talked about how wide open, you know, this is right now in the American League and really all over baseball.
Yeah.
Look at these records over the last 65 games. Now, the Guardians in that time, 33-32.
500 team.
So for 2+ months, they've been a 500 team. The Orioles, 32-33. All right?
Yeah.
The Phillies, 31-34.
Yeah.
I know they're in the National League, but that is staggering. And the Yankees, 31-34.
So nobody's running
now, the
away
Astros,
with this.
Now, I will say, Owen, you mentioned the Astros earlier this week. Mitch, you mentioned how incredible they have played of late. They are looking more and more like the Astros.
Yeah, they had a ton of injuries early, and they're figuring it out.
They've been to 7 straight ALCSs.
Which is crazy. Feel like that's not talked about enough. Maybe it's a cheating scandal.
Yeah.
It's a big part of it. Maybe people don't want to give them their due. But I think they've, to get to 7 of those, is it really 7? That's pretty staggering.
That's incredible.
So they've been there before. I would not want to play them. But then again, who would you want to play? It's the playoffs at this point. Like, I would have. Are you afraid of the Yankees? Like, if you were matched up against the Yankees after what you just saw, what would be your reaction?
It depends on the pitching matchups. But, I mean, you're going to have a level of respect or fear for anyone you play, of course. My only point is there's no team in the league that they can't beat. There's no team, even the Astros, there's no team you would look at and say they can't beat them in a 7-game series. Yeah, they could. Absolutely, they could.
If Kwan would have to get back to being Kwan again.
And we're 6 weeks away from that. Like, there's so many games still before that starts. If they sweep the Rangers and take two or three from KC, how are you going to feel about this team then? There's still plenty of time. It doesn't feel like it. There's still plenty of time. Look at the Cavs at the end of the regular season, what a mess they were. And everyone screaming and complaining about them. And then they win a playoff series and held their own against Boston despite all the injuries. Like, they were at least competitive in that series despite not having a lot of guys. So there's still time. There's always time in baseball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.